when you work closely with a politician, you are bound to come in for some criticism from academics. You've sold your soul, you're doing things you don't believe in, you've gone partisan, you've lost your objectivity, you've departed from the data. Part of it's envy, because they can't get close to politicians, and they can't get their names in the newspapers, and they don't make important decisions, they just give it and scribble. So part of it's envy, but part of it is another kind of what people will regard as a loss of virtue or a loss of integrity when you allow yourself, a scholar, to go into the employ of a politician. It is what your academic colleagues end up saying about you. And there's always some justification for it, because you've always had to defend the position that your political boss ends up taking. But if you want to stay and be influential and feel like your influence is of value to the world in the long run and worth maintaining, then you do go out and defend the decision that was made, even if it's not the one you thought should have been made. So that comes with the territory of being two-footed and having a foot in each camp, is that you're not going to be 100% satisfactory to either one.